Welcome into the latest edition of Live from Studio F. I'm Brian Moline. Thanks for being with us. The CU Folk and Roots Festival is this week in downtown Urbana, and we've got with us in studio today the Hobnob String Band. They're actually kicking off this festival at Krandert Center for the Performing Arts on Thursday evening. Let's introduce everybody in the band. We've got Dan Andry on the fiddle. Hey, Dan.
Hi there.
We've got Charlie Harris on the upright bass.
Hey.
And we've also got Cody Jensen on the guitar.
Hello.
And joining us from the Folk and Roots Festival Committee, Rob Crum is with us in the studio. How you doing, Rob?
Good, thank you.
Folk and Roots Festival has been going on for a while now. How many years?
This will be the 8th annual Folk and Roots Festival. So we've got a lot of festivals under our belt, and looking forward to rolling into this year. We got a good lineup going on. As you mentioned, the Hobnob String Band is going to start off Thursday night at the Krandert Center for the Performing Arts in the lobby, and that's 5 to 7 o'clock, and they're paired with a fantastic artist who's coming in from out of town named Hubby Jenkins, and he's currently a member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Okay, what's Hubby's specialty?
Hubby is a multi-instrumentalist, plays guitar, plays banjo, probably plays a lot of other stuff, but the Carolina Chocolate Drops, is they cut a pretty broad mm-hmm. swath through folk music, bluegrass, old-time string band music. They're a terrific bunch of musicians. So,
now, as part of the committee that puts this together, you're mixing together local musicians like Hobnob here. You've got regional groups that come in, national acts like Hubby, as you just mentioned. How do you go about trying to coordinate all that?
Well, I'd say this. The festival got started really with we were really interested in making sure to, celebrate our local music scene. So the local bands are really kind of what we want to feature. And, we're very proud of the music scene here in Champaign-Urbana. I mean, I think, most of us would agree we have something pretty special going on here in town. It's just, it's a rich music scene, and there's so many good musicians playing different genres of music. So, kind of one of the operating principles of the festival is to get, at first we just had a handful of bands coming in from the outside, maybe one or two, and we've kind of ramped that up over the years to a point now where the bands coming in are about, from the outside, are about half the lineup, and the local bands are about half the lineup. And, I guess my hope is that the regional national performers will come here and they'll interact with people like the Hobnob String Band and see some of the other things that are going on, the other performances. And then, as they tour around the country, I hope they're saying to some of the other people they meet, there's a pretty cool thing going on in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, definitely. And it looks like you got some great venues here this year. We mentioned Krandert Center is where things kick off with Hobnob and Hubby Jenkins on Thursday evening. But a lot of great places you're playing in downtown Urbana.
Yeah, most of the venues, or all the venues really, for Friday night and Saturday night are within easy walking distance in downtown Urbana. So we have just kind of in a small area, the Rose Bowl, the Community Center for the Arts, which is there at the corner of Race and Main, and then Pizza M, which is about three doors down from Community Center for the Arts, and the Iron Post, and then just a little farther walk away, the Independent Media Center, which is in the old post office. So that's Friday and Saturday night, and then during the day on Saturday, we add the Urbana Free Library, again, pretty much catty corner from the Iron Post. So we're encouraging people to, ride your bike, walk, take the bus, or drive your car to downtown Urbana, find a parking place, and you'll be able to walk to everything.
All right. So, again, everything gets underway with the Hobnob String Band. We got three of the four members of Hobnob here with us today, and let's hear a little music, guys.
One, two, three.
White oak tree and the river flows with brandy. The rocks on the hill are covered with gold and the girls are sweeter than candy. Shady grove, my little miss. Shady grove, my darling. Shady grove, my little miss. We're going back to Harlem. My pretty little miss, I won't live without you. Let's know before I go, I care but a little about you. Shady grove, my little miss. Shady grove, my darling. Shady grove, my little miss. I'm going back to Harlem. Let him
Network. Always dark and cloudy. Every time I see that girl, I always tell her howdy. Shady Grub, my little miss. Shady Grub, my darling. Shady Grub, my little miss. I'm going back to Harlan. Coffee grows on the white oak tree, and the river flows with brandy. The rocks on the hill are covered with gold, and the girls are sweeter than candy. Shady Grub, my little miss. Shady Grub, my darling. Shady Grub, my little miss. I'm going back to Harlan. Shady Grub, my little miss. Shady Grub, my darling. Shady Grub, my little miss. I'm going back to Harlan. Shady Grub, my little miss. Shady Grub, my darling. Shady Grub, my little miss. I'm going back to Harlan.
Very nice, guys. Very nice. I just had a little more fun while you played. So, Shady Grove, name of that tune right there. And let's talk a little bit about Hobnob String Band, how you guys got together. Charlie, if you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so the three of us started playing together as a trio, which is what you're hearing here.
Now.
Where you are. We started doing this in about 2010. As a different band name, Black Coffee Fridays, that was. And then that band went through some phases and then sizzled out for its last phase. And then we started this band, the Hobnob String Band, which is the three of us as well as Samuel Payne, who a phenomenal flat picker, guitar player, mandolin player, clawhammer band. Great player, samuelpayne.net.
Multi-instrumentalist, yes.
That's true. He does have a website.
He's so multi-talented. He's got his priorities straight.
He built his own website too. That's how good he is.
Oh yeah.
He's at home with his little boy today. Otherwise, he'd be with us.
All right. Very good. So I have to ask you about the fiddle playing there, Dan. How did you get started playing violin, and when did that transition to fiddle? How did that all work?
As we're talking about Samuel Payne, he really got me into bluegrass music. I started playing as a kid in classical, and then. I like to say that I never would have played bluegrass music if I never got my tongue pierced. And that's a true story. I was walking back on the quad after going to New Life Tattoos and see this guy, two guys on the bench in the quad playing mandolin and guitar. And I just said cavalierly, "Hey, you guys need a fiddle player?" And probably sounded more like, "Hey, guys, you need a fiddle player?" And they're like, "Yeah, we practice every Monday." Rob likes that one.
So what did he say?
They said, we play every Monday. Come on by and practice with us. And I did. And they let me keep playing with them. That was the Corn Desert Ramblers. And we played together for 6.5 years. And they taught me everything I know about bluegrass and fiddle.
Yeah, wonderful. And Cody, as for you, talk about vocally, your kind of what guys you've listened to over the years, who influences you vocally?
That's a great question. To be honest, I didn't really start singing until after I had graduated from music school. I was a percussionist, and then I started picking up string instruments for the first time, sitting on the porch with Charlie, and then later hanging out with Dan too. And really, it's just like singing bluegrass songs and old timey string band songs at the top of my lungs with these guys, just trying to be heard while they were yelling over the crowds.
I think we all come from different areas besides bluegrass originally, mm-hmm. but we all learned this style from just playing with each other, mm-hmm. just feeling like how we can meld into the song as a group.
Yeah. What about your background, Charlie? How did you get into bluegrass yourself?
Yeah. Well, actually, the band, the what was at that point the Flatland String Band, mm-hmm. right? Back in
for one show we were
right in 2000. So the band that Dan joined with Sam and Dusty and what became the Corn Desert Ramblers. I went and saw them in 2006, mm-hmm. right? I had just moved to Champaign-Urbana to go to the university, and I had listened to grow up listening to sort of in scare quotes maybe what they call folk mm-hmm. American music. and then I saw them play, and you know it was buddies of mine, and it just seemed accessible because I was sitting front row listening to them and then hanging out with them, and I was able to play along, sort of do whatever I could to keep up. I didn't grow up playing. but I caught the bug real bad. So then
hey,
I just
they're only playing three chords.
Exactly, pretty much. I was like, well, I can do. I can't do all of it, but I can, you know.
Yeah, good deal. All right. Yeah. Well, I understand we've got a little more music here. So, yeah, take it away, guys, with song number two.
Great. We're going to do a blues number here by B.B. King. Three, four.
Well, the thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away. You know you done me wrong. You'll be sorry someday. Someday I'll be over it all. Just like I know I should be. Thank you.
All right. The thrill is gone. Very nice, guys. We'll get back to talking a little bit more about the festival here in just a second. I'm curious how this one got added into the repertoire. Certainly, blues is a form of folk music here in the United States. But how did you add this particular song into the repertoire?
Well, as Cody was referring to, try to sing over everybody yelling. I think that was directed towards me. my singing sort of devolves into just yelling at the top of my lungs on pitch at times. And so I like to do songs like that that let me do
develops.
That. I'll take it. That one was introduced to me in this world by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. They did a cover of this on an album that they made and did it acoustic with mandolin and guitar. It's like, oh, that'd be fun to do in this setting.
Shady Grove.
That's right.
But they do different Shady Grove.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Right.
Yeah, so small world there with
how
it all works out there. Rob, back to the festival here. And I know Saturday during the day, one of the things that you do each year is you have a lot of things with free admission going on. And just talk a little bit about that if you could.
Yeah, on Saturday, really all daylight hours, I'd say this year is going to be 10 o'clock to 5 in the afternoon. The entire program is free, and we especially welcome people that have kids. We got programming for kids of all ages, really. So we have a lot of going on Saturday at the Urbana Free Library. We're running some performances upstairs at the library, and then downstairs there's more storytelling and some more kind of intimate sessions with some of the artists that are coming, including a woman whose name is Gay Adebalola, and she used to be in this band called Sapphire the Uppity Blues Women.
Yeah, yeah.
And Gay is really one of the standout, I'd say, this year performers on the schedule. I'm not sure exactly how old she is. I'm saying she's in her 70s. She's been around a while. I remember they played here 20 years ago in Champaign-Urbana when she was with Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Woman. So Gay is doing a session at 2:15 in the library Saturday afternoon called Women in the Blues. That'll be a really great chance to get up front with her. Then we also have programs at the IMC, at the Independent Media Center. And that, in particular, we have a family band coming from the Chicago area. They're a Mexican-American family band, the Cielito Lindo family band, and that'll be a program in Spanish and English, and it should be really fun. We have a family concert with them at the Independent Media Center at noon, and then they're going to do a sing-along at 2:15. But then the other thing we have to do that's going on Saturday is we really encourage people to get involved with the festival, so there's a chance to participate. There's jam sessions, there's instrument workshops, there's community sing-alongs, and those are taking place at the Pizza M, at the Community Center for the Arts, and then at the Iron Post, there's actually going to be a blues jam hosted by Susan Williams, and then they're going to put on a blues showcase later in the afternoon as well. So a lot going on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely, and Dan, looks like you're part of the jam that's going to send everybody off Saturday night.
That's right. Yeah, Saturday night's one to catch at the Iron Post right before the closing jam is a great duo that Cody is in called Dewclaw.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of good things going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And if people want to just do one stop shopping, so to speak, Rob, I know that you have armbands that are available.
Right. Yeah, we have a wristband that's $40, gets you admission for the whole weekend. And that's basically Friday night and Saturday night are the nights you'll need a wristband. And it just we appreciate people buying a wristband. It helps us support the festival. So that's $40, and they'll be available at what we call Festival Central. That'll be inside the Community Center for the Arts. It's just pretty much right next door to the Courier Cafe and across the street from the Rose Bowl. But those wristbands will be available at all the venues on Friday night. And there's a one-night wristband. It's $20 if you could just come on Friday night or just come on Saturday night. It's $20 for the one day.
All right, so either one-night or two-night wristbands for those. I think we've got time for one more song, guys. So, what do we got here?
We're going to have Cody sing another one here called Walking Down the Line.
Yeah, this one was written by Bob Dylan.
What?
Three.
I'm walking down the line. I'm a walking down the line. I'm a walking down the line. My feet will be a flying to tell about my trouble of mind. I got a heavy headed gal. I got a heavy headed gal. I got a heavy headed gal. She ain't a feeling well. When she's better, only time will tell. Well, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. My feet will be a flying to tell about my trouble of mind. My money comes and goes. My money comes and goes. My money comes and goes. It rolls and flows. It rolls and flows through the holes in the pockets of my clothes. Well, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. Trouble of mine. I see the morning light. I see the morning light. Well, it's not because I'm an early riser. I didn't go to sleep last night. I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. My feet will be a flying to tell about my trouble of mind. I got my walking shoes. Got my walking shoes. I got my walking shoes, and I ain't a gonna lose. You know I got the walking blues. Well, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. My feet will be a flying to tell about my troubled mind. Well, I'm walking down the line. I'm walking down the line. Tell about my trouble, mine.
All right, very good. Walking down the line, the Hobnob String Band. Thank you guys very much for coming out today and sharing your talents with us.
Thank you, Brian.
And thanks, you can see these guys Thursday evening at Cranford Center for the Performing Arts with their fourth member, Samuel Payne, as well as Hubby Jenkins. That's from 5 to 7. In the lobby at Cranford Center for the Performing Arts, and Rob Crum from the Folks and Roots Festival Committee. Thanks a lot for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
For a complete listing of performers and everything that's going on at the festival, you can go online to folkandroots.org. Folkandroots.org is the 8th annual CU Folk and Roots Festival this Thursday through Saturday in downtown Urbana. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of Live from Studio F. I'm Brian Moline, host and producer. Jason Croft is our technical director. We'll talk to you next time.
That was really good, fellas, but I don't think it's going to get you a Nobel Peace Prize.